At DGS, we offer the best customer service and prices in Las Vegas. Visit DGSVegas.com to view our firearm and ammo inventory. Discount Gun Source is the only gun store in the Valley that updates and posts their inventory with pricing on their website daily. Call us at 702-947-0925 or visit us today to enjoy the DGS experience.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always want to take care of your phone calls. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up. You're leading off. You're on live and local. Go right ahead.
I do want to tell you, I did get to play. I only got to play roller skate hockey. And then when I asked my dad, you know, can you get me a stick? I'm going to need a helmet and this and that. And he says, you're playing 3 sports. That's enough. I'm not ponying up for any more.
I gave it the office.
I can, yeah. Kevin, hockey, I can't say for viewing, but I can tell you as an athlete, it is the most fun. But because you're doing 2 sports in one and you're moving, and it's just fun. So aside from that, you do run a little bit of a political show, and I just called in to say, Kevin, I want my country back. I don't like seeing it go off the cliff. I want my country back, Kevin.
Can I tell you, Frank? Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I hear that all the time, and this all goes back to the issue of elections have consequences. Both good and bad. We'll talk more about this coming up in our next hour. We're also going to be checking in. What was in that bill? That crazy bill that was negotiated by Kevin McCarthy and the president. A lot of people don't like it. What's good and what's bad in it? We'll talk about that with E.J. Antoni from the Heritage Foundation. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morningInNevadaPAC.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc., not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NeverBackDown.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A major dam in southern Ukraine has collapsed. At a news conference, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the dam's destruction will have a wide-reaching impact.
The dam also helps power the Kukovka hydroelectric power plant. So, in addition to loss of life and livelihoods, its destruction could very well have a devastating impact on Ukraine's energy security, and it will certainly have an impact on Ukraine's canal system.
Both Ukraine and Russia rushing to evacuate residents, blaming each other for that destruction. Also at townhall.com, a man who shot and killed two Missouri jailers almost 23 years ago during a failed bid to help an inmate escape is set to be executed. 42-year-old Michael Tissius will receive a lethal injection this evening. Norfolk Southern became the first major freight railroad with deals to provide sick time to all of its workers. Other railroads are reportedly now making progress, with nearly 60% of all rail workers securing this basic benefit. In health news, a leading drug maker is suing the federal government over a plan to negotiate Medicare drug prices, calling the program a sham that's equivalent to extortion.
Merck is seeking to halt the program laid out in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. The drug maker says it does not involve genuine negotiation. Instead, Merck argues the Department of Health and Human Services selects drugs to be included and then dictates the price, threatening drug makers with a ruinous daily excise tax if they decline to agree. In its complaint, Merck writes, it is tantamount to extortion. Rich Thomason reporting.
A higher finish on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 10 points. The NASDAQ was up 47. More at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F. Because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Looks like the Oakland A's are going to need extra innings to get public funding for their Las Vegas stadium. The Nevada legislature has adjourned without passing Senate Bill 509. State lawmakers will now need to meet in a special session to consider public funding for the $1.5 billion ballpark, which is set to be built on the site of the Tropicana Las Vegas Resort. Senate Bill 509 would have committed up to $380 million in public funds for that 30,000-seat ballpark. Governor Lombardo is expected to issue a proclamation today calling the legislature into its 34th special session to address issues which went by the wayside before the midnight deadline last night. Expected on the agenda is passing a budget for the capital projects around the state for the next 2 years. Lombardo may ask the legislature to consider items that he requested during the regular session but didn't get. As concerns about inflation continue to impact consumer spending, Costco is holding off its plans to hike fees for its Gold Star members. In March, company officials hinted at the membership price increase, saying it was a question of not when, but if.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Watch for those restrictions on Interstate 515 northbound. That's at Eastern Avenue. Also, watch for accidents right now. Spring Mountain at Durango, Mesquite at Rancho, and a fender bender, that's Eastern at Russell.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
You know, everybody's still talking about the debt limit bill. Some people swear by it. They said that Kevin McCarthy hoodwinked Joe Biden and the Biden administration. Others, rather than swearing by the bill, they swear at the bill. What is in the bill, and does it really fail everyday Americans? E.J. Antoni joins us, research fellow for regional economics at the Heritage Foundation. E.J., thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, unfortunately, though, to answer your last question first, it does. It definitely fails Americans.
In what way?
Well, the problem with this, the biggest problem really is that the president basically got everything he wanted, and the president's agenda lines up squarely behind special interests and not behind the middle class. You know, we have permitting reform, for example, in this piece of legislation. But it's not going to, by and large, help get us more coal, oil, natural gas, or even nuclear and hydro. No, this is going to get us green energy boondoggles. It's going to fund expensive and inefficient solar and wind programs. It's going to cut red tape for those types of industries and not the things that Americans actually want or need.
What is interesting is at a time when American families are suffering from the inflation and interest rate crisis, Congress, am I right on this, essentially gave the Biden administration a blank check on debt?
Right, because you know, not we keep talking about this as if we raise the debt ceiling, but that's actually a misnomer. What this deal did is it just suspended it. So now we can run up literally as much debt as Biden wants until January 1st of 2025, when we'll have a lame duck Congress and maybe even a lame duck White House. And that's when we can finally start talking about the debt ceiling again and maybe do something about it. So absolutely, this is a blank check. It's like if you called up your bank to get an increase on your credit card limit, and the bank turned around and said, ah, you know what, there's no limit on it anymore. Just spend as much as you want.
But Kevin McCarthy keeps talking about the 6 years of cap that are involved in this. Is that true or is that not true?
Well, the problem is that there's a lot of workarounds in this piece of legislation that will allow legislators, both at the federal and the state level, by the way, to circumvent the protections that have been put in place. In other words, a lot of it is a dead letter. You know, I'll give you a perfect example with the different welfare reforms that were put into place. First of all, they were very minimal. But even the ones that were put in, such as increasing the work requirement age for food stamps, I mean, it only increased it 5 years, but even that can be waived at the state level. In other words, all of these blue state governors can turn around and just say, nah, you know what, we're not even going to do that. So what little reforms we did get in this bill can very easily be circumvented.
What about, and you mentioned, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act's green tax. How many of these taxes are in there? Is there a lot of revenue being produced?
Oh, my goodness. There's over $1 trillion of taxpayer subsidies for all kinds of these green energy boondoggles in the Inflation Reduction Act. And, you know, in the original Limit, Save, Grow Act, which the House passed months ago, it clawed back all of that money. That was one of the big ways in which it was going to reduce spending and therefore the deficit and then the debt. And unfortunately, all of that was done away with. It's the exact same thing with defunding Biden's expansion of the IRS, where now Biden is going to have an army of IRS agents to go after the middle class. You know, under Limit Save Grow, it knocked out all 87,000. The current bill only knocks out, I should say law, only knocks out 2%. So you're still going to have an army of 85,000 agents to go after the middle class. I mean, it's just an absolute joke to call that a victory.
Let me just ask you, how is this going to play politically? I mean, is this something that both Democrats and Republicans are going to be able to run on in the 2024 elections?
Well, I think by the time 2024 comes around, politicians are basically going to play the card of attributing all of the failures economically at that time to things other than this piece of legislation. I mean, look at what Biden does with inflation, for example. You know, Biden blames absolutely everything except the government spending, borrowing, and printing too much money, which is ultimately the one and only cause of inflation. But, you know, he blames the Arabs for not pumping enough oil while he strangles oil production here at home. You know, he blames Putin for the war in the Ukraine, even as we do everything we can to make the conflict as bad as possible. You know, he blames supply chains in China, in Europe. You name it, he finds an excuse. And I think by the time 2024 rolls around, both parties will probably be doing the exact same thing, casting blame everywhere except where it should be.
E.J. Antoni joining us, research fellow for the Regional Economics at the Heritage Foundation. Are there some pro-growth programs in this bill?
Again, there's a couple, but the problem is they're just grossly outweighed by the negatives. Going back to the permitting reform, there is a small amount of red tape that was cut to get coal, oil, and natural gas production started, but just started. There's going to still be a whole lot of economic hurdles and headwinds that those projects will have to overcome. But in exchange for that minor amount of ground that we gained, we gave up so much more in terms of, again, those green energy boondoggles. We're talking about things that are not efficient, that consumers don't want, they're not cost effective, and they're not productive. And, you know, we keep hearing about how solar and wind can stand on their own 2 feet and they don't need all these trillions of dollars of government subsidies. But if that were the case, then why is China not building solar and wind? China is building coal plants literally every single day. Not a day goes by in the year when they are not working on building a new coal power plant in China. They are not building solar. They are not building wind. And the reason is they are not cost effective.
Kevin McCarthy, he took a victory lap that night and the day after. But there are some people that believe that his job may be in jeopardy, that his job as Speaker of the House may be on the line here. Will he have to pay a political price?
It certainly looks like it. I mean, my goodness, you had your best bargaining chip in a very long time, because don't forget, you know, every single time we have one of these debt ceiling fights, it's typically a small majority of Americans that are not in favor of using the debt ceiling as a bargaining chip. And this time around, it was exactly the opposite. Even a majority of Democrats only wanted the debt ceiling raised if it was accompanied by spending cuts and or tax increases, which would help us get our financial house in order. And so McCarthy gave up his best bargaining chip, and now he's going into the appropriation bills this fall, which will figure out how much money to spend to fund all these government agencies and regulations and other things. He's going into that fight from an incredibly weak position, and that's an entirely self-inflicted wound. And from that, by that calculus, I think a lot of his members are going to say exactly what you just did, that yes, he deserves to lose his job.
EJ, let me just ask you, the idea of getting all the 13 appropriation bills in, not doing an omnibus bill at the very, very end, is that achievable or is that a pipe dream?
You know, unfortunately, well, let me say this. I think it's achievable in terms of getting it through Congress, even with a divided Congress. The problem is then getting it past the White House. And so I think what will end up happening is if you do get those things passed through the Congress, they're going to get vetoed by the White House. But, you know, that may not be the worst thing in the world, because then we'll get continuing resolutions. And under the last piece of legislation that was passed, that means automatic spending cuts. Now, they're very minor, right? Out of a budget that's measured in trillions, you're talking about only cutting a few billion dollars. But still, at this point, at the rate spending has been growing, if you can just flatline it, that's a great improvement.
Is it possible that we could have achieved a reduction in the national debt without going through all the drama, simply by the appropriations process, that we could have done this just in these 13 appropriation bills?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we, you know, unfortunately, D.C. abandoned regular order, you know, many years ago. But if we could get back to that, and if we could actually highlight for the American people how much money is being spent, wasted, actually, how much money is being wasted on all these government agencies, bureaucracies, regulatory bodies, et cetera, you know, I think we could highlight that waste for the American people, and they would start demanding change, and they would start demanding less spending, and that would reduce the deficit and ultimately turn it into a surplus. And once you have a surplus, now you are reducing the debt, as you said.
EJ, I love the stuff that you guys produce at the Heritage Foundation. If folks want to check it out, how do they do it?
They can find all the different publications at heritage.org, and they can follow me on Twitter for all of the work that I publish. At Real EJ Antoni.
EJ, good to talk to you. Thanks so much, my friend. We will do this again soon, okay?
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
EJ Antoni, a research fellow for regional economics at the Heritage Foundation. I don't know what difference this bill is going to make one way or another to your life or to my life. That, to me, is the challenge, is finding where the benefit is, where the... You know, we always talk in radio terms of listener benefit. We give you give away tickets to a concert or to a ball game or something like that. We always view that as listener benefit. If we give you, if a gentleman Jim gives you some good traffic tips on what to avoid, that too is a listener benefit. What is the voter benefit? That's the question. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Good to be back. Thanks to Nigel Innes for filling in on Monday. We are back, and we're back for the long haul. So stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urine. Urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-670-8526 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-670-8526. That's 800-670-8526. What do you have to lose? Call 800-670-8526. Again, 800-670-8526.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Did the president fall again? Again and again and again?